Jeremiah 43. When Jeremiah finished speaking to all the people all these words of the Lord their God, with which the Lord their God had sent him to them, Azariah son of Hoshea, and Johanan son of Kareah, and all the other insolent men said to Jeremiah,
"You are telling a lie. The Lord our God did not send you to say, 'Do not go to Egypt to settle there.' But Barak, son of Neriah, is inciting you against us, to hand us over to the Chaldeans in order that they may kill us or take us into exile in Babylon."
So Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the commanders of the forces, and all the people did not obey the voice of the Lord, to stay in the land of Judah. But Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the commanders of the forces, took all the remnant of Judah who had returned to settle in the land of Judah from all the nations to which they had been driven. The men, the women, the children, the princesses, and every one whom Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had left with Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan. Also the prophet Jeremiah, and Barak, son of Neriah. And they came into the land of Egypt, for they did not obey the voice of the Lord, and they arrived at Tophonhes. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah in Tophonhes.
"Take some large stones in your hands, and bury them in the clay pavement that is at the entrance to Pharaoh's palace in Tophonhes. Let the Judeans see you do it, and say to them,
'Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I am going to send and take my servant King Nebuchadrezzar of Babylon, and he will set his throne above these stones that I have buried, and he will spread his royal canopy over them. He shall come and ravage the land of Egypt, giving those who are destined for pestilence to pestilence, and those who are destined for captivity to captivity, and those who are destined for the sword to the sword. He shall kindle a fire in the temples of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them and carry them away captive. And he shall pick clean the land of Egypt, as a shepherd picks his cloak clean of vermin, and he shall depart from there safely. He shall break the obelisks of Heliopolis, which is in the land of Egypt, and the temples of the gods of Egypt he shall burn with fire."